We're back to the Neil Haley Show here on the Freedom from Addiction segment. And our topic today, as I'm about to introduce our guest again, he really is exploring and finding unbelievable news regarding COVID-19. And the question I'm going to ask is something that's kind of just stopped, left the media altogether. The conversations aren't out there anymore. You don't even hear people on Fox News talk about this drug. Does hydroxychloroquine work in treatment of COVID-19? And my guest today is going to discuss it from his findings and interviews. Reverend Wynn Henderson, Wynn, how are you? And yes, today on the Neil Haley Show and also on the Freedom from Addiction podcast, we're going to discuss this, right, Wynn?
Absolutely, yeah.
So it's surprising, isn't it, to hear what you've been able to find out through your research?
Well, yeah, I talk to people all over the country, and I find them, and they find me, and so I try to bring this news. But there's a lot of pushback, as you know, in all different aspects. People, for whatever reason, whether it's money or politics or something else, they don't want the public to know that there is a good, safe, cheap way of treating COVID, and it can be done in your doctor's office. If you treat it early, patients don't go to the hospital. They don't go to the ICU. They don't get put on respirators, and they don't die. And some of my people have told me that they have prescriptions that they write for their COVID patients that cost less than $50. So my question is, if you had COVID and you know that 1,000 people a day are dying in this country that wind up getting sicker and go to the hospital, would you not pay $50 for some medicine that's safe and proven instead
Yeah, I'm absolutely. I mean, it makes no sense. Wouldn't you not? You don't want to go through this process where you get tested for COVID-19, start having symptoms, and then just sit there and wait till you get hospitalized. That makes no sense.
Well, it doesn't make any sense to me, especially since we've got proven cases of it working in various aspects of the country where the pushback is not so hard that the doctors can't do it and that they can't write prescriptions for the medications. When they get around that and they actually do it in their medical practices and everything, I've got two doctors I can think of right off the top of my head that have treated over 1,000 COVID cases. One person go into the hospital, and that might be because the person got anxious over the fact that he had the disease. And so it's practically 100%. You get treated early, you don't go to the emergency room, hospital, ICU, and you don't die.
Exactly. And it makes complete sense to do it and the process. So what were you able to find? And I want to also talk about the story that happened to you on Friday with your interview, because that's unbelievable how, you know, certain people are hiding these findings. But what did you find out from some of the different studies that what the percent recovery rate is with hydroxychloroquine?
Well, I researched Dr. Harvey Risch, spelling that R-I-S-C-H, who is an epidemiology professor at Yale, said that he thinks hydroxychloroquine could save up to 100,000 lives if the drug is widely used to treat coronavirus. And I had another expert that said that if the mandate was there that all patients that had coronavirus positive tests and symptoms would take it early, that we could knock out the disease in 2 weeks. So Dr. Reich said, there are many doctors that I've gotten hostile remarks about saying that all the evidence is bad. And as a matter of fact, that's not true at all. And he believes that the drug could also be used prophylactically for frontline workers and other countries like India have done. And I'm wondering if our president isn't taking hydroxychloroquine prophylactically because he made some remarks that he was taking the drug. But, you know, it would be great if perhaps everybody in a nursing home would take it for 6 months so that that they didn't have hot spots in and deaths in those type of facilities. But Reich said that we've got a propaganda war going on here, and it's waged against the use of the drug for political purposes, not based on the medical facts. And he referred me and others to researchers at Henry Ford Health System in Michigan that have found that early administration of hydroxychloroquine makes hospitalized patients substantially less likely to die. And he gave the percentages and everything. But to get the percentages, you got to treat early before hydroxychloroquine can have a benefit. It needs to begin before the patient suffers some of the severe immune reactions that plague these patients that have COVID, and before their PO2, their level of oxygen in their blood, starts to go down. Because when that happens, you're going down the tubes, more likely than not.
Wow. So that, what you talking to these different doctors, and also there's another interesting study of a doctor that's been on the major news about this, right?
Yeah, this was the only one that I could find in the major news. I believe this doctor, his story was put on Fox News.
Okay.
But I can't find it on any of the other news carriers.
What about some of the stuff you've done studies on the show, if people have been following your podcast, the same thing that Dr. Reich has said as the others have had the same results?
Well, that's why I do that as much time as I can put to it, having to track people down all over the country to tell me the same thing. But there's a lot of pushback. One of the things is when you look at the money, follow the money, the hospitals, and I have some personal experience with this, don't want people to be told that hydroxychloroquine will keep the people out of the hospital because they make a lot of money when a COVID patient comes into their hospital. And there's pushback from the medical boards. Some allow this treatment and some absolutely don't. And people are having to drive 500 miles to get treatment because in their particular state is pushing back hard, whereas another one allows it. And the pharmacy boards are doing the same thing with the pharmacists, giving them problems with filling their prescriptions. Some of the doctors are having to go to non-chain stores to find private pharmacies that will fill their prescriptions. And so you would ask, why is there this pushback? Is it some kind of conspiracy going on here? And I'm not going to talk to that, but I think that you'll find out more as the elections get closer and after the elections. But I don't see how we can tolerate 1,000 deaths of Americans a week, a day, you know, and not try this proven drug. 60 years of proven safety, and it's very inexpensive.
Yeah, that definitely seems makes no sense at all why not to use it. But then you saw firsthand, after all your findings, you got interviewed on a local radio station, and this was the thing that you said, Eureka, we really have a problem.
Yeah, the hospital called the station and told them that in the future, don't put on any medical stories that we haven't approved.
It's crazy. And the reason, you know, the reason why they did that.
I suspect the reason why they did that was that there is a lot of money to be made if you can get a patient in the hospital and give them all kinds of therapies and everything, that they don't want to lose that revenue.
No, they don't want to lose it. It's too much. They can't afford that, especially if COVID patients don't get tested or people take it and not get get COVID-19 by taking it as a way of not contracting the virus. That's lots of money lost in the healthcare system.
That's right. And our dollar spent in healthcare is one of the highest classifications of how we spend our money.
Wow. What else do you have to add with this topic? Anything else to add that you, again, want to bring your listeners and viewers to this topic?
Well, somebody called me yesterday from North Carolina and said that she had a son that had fairly severe immunosuppressed problems, and he had turned positive on COVID. And she wanted to know what to do about it. Well, I didn't know how much pushback there would be in her particular area if she could find any doctors that would treat him. I told her if she would go to my podcast, at least I've got two doctors that treat COVID patients with this protocol, and she could listen to their podcasts and make a decision on whether or not it was worth her time, especially if he got sicker, to drive to their location, which was out of state, but that she could just start calling family practice, general practice type doctors and say, are you familiar with hydroxychloroquine treatment for COVID? And do you do that or would you do that? So that was a couple of suggestions that I gave her, but my podcast, where you can find all the information that I have gotten so far and what I might get in the future, would be www.freedomfromaddiction.libsyn, spell that LIBSYN, B as in boy, .com. Now, this program, you know, over the years, it's one of the longest running programs in the country, has talked about addiction, but more recently, I've been talking about COVID. So that's where you go to get it.
All right. Well, fantastic. Great topic. Again, we need to speak out to our representatives. We need to call our local representatives. We need to call our hospitals. We need to call anyone and say, I want more information on treatment studies regarding hydroxychloroquine, and not eliminate it from studies and thought process, because CNN did come back out saying they were wrong. And they put it in an editorial that they were wrong, that guess what? It's not, it is a proven, it does work, but they didn't really publicize it. And now no one's publicizing it. And maybe Fox News is, but we need to get other people on board so that, you know, we're not sitting here after a vaccine that still 40% of the people are contracting coronavirus. A vaccine doesn't mean that life's going to be normal. The flu vaccine is not guaranteed to stop the virus at all, is it, Wynn?
Let me tell you something about vaccines. This virus mutates, and as soon as it mutates, all the money that you spend on a vaccine might be of no use. And I have heard that the government has approved a contract to give over $1 billion for one of these vaccines if it proves effective in their clinical studies. $1 billion. A billion is 1,000 million. And we're talking about paying that kind of money for something that may or may not work when we've got something that does work that costs $1 or $2. Where is the sense in that?
Yeah. Yeah, that's for sure. So we got to check all those things out, Wynn. And I appreciate you coming on. And again, people could check you out at RevWynnHendersonMD.com. And there you're going to find a lot of great information. You're going to find information. You check out his podcast. We've already mentioned where to go for the podcast. And I appreciate coming on the show. And you bring that information that's needed regarding COVID-19. So thanks.
I'll keep working on it, Neil.
Okay. All right. You're listening to Neil Haley's show, simulcasting with Freedom from Addiction. And thanks for guys for tuning in.